السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, looking at the congregation, a new chapter opens in my mind, and I will like to speak about that. I forgot that it was school holidays, but looking at the congregation, most of the people are youth. So inshallah, I will try to address the young brothers in the congregation, and inshallah in that address there will be lessons for the elders as well. The verse that I recited is the verse from the last ruku, the last section of Surah Ali Imran. And this section holds a lot of weight. The Prophet of Allah has said that a person that recites the last section of Surah Ali Imran, that starts from إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ, before he goes to sleep, that entire night will be written as a night of ibadah. In this section, in this ruku, there is a verse that I recited, and the meaning of this verse in a nutshell is that whatever a person does to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, may it be small, may it be great, Allah Rabbul Izzat will honor the effort, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward the person for the effort. I mentioned last week that Allah Rabbul Izzat is Qadrdan, and I couldn't find the exact translation of this word in English. So to make the brothers understand, I said Qadrdan means that we present something in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah Rabbul Izzat rewards us more than our expectation. Allah Rabbul Izzat is very, very kareem. Whatever we will do to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, it will never ever go to a waste. Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward us for it. Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, the great Sahabi, he reports that one day the Prophet of Allah said that a person that acknowledges the existence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, believes in the existence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, ma min abdin qala la ilaha illallah thumma mata ala dhalik illa dakhala al-jannah. That a person who says la ilaha illallah, believes in this, acknowledges this, makes shahada to this, ثُمَّ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ, then died upon this belief, إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, he will go to Jannah. So Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, who was very, very pure from the heart and soul, he is known as the Sufi Sahabi, he said, قُلْتُ وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ. If that person who claims to be a Muslim and he says La ilaha illallah, he is a thief and he had stolen, will he still go to Jannah? And the Prophet of Allah said Wa in zana wa in saraq, he will still go to Jannah. Even if he has stolen, and even if he is a thief or he has fornicated, he will still go to Jannah. And this question that was bothering Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an was repeated 3 times. And every time the Prophet of Allah said, وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ, even if he fornicates and he had stolen, he will still go to Jannah. But the Prophet of Allah could understand that Hazrat Abi Dharr was not satisfied. He could not understand that how can a person committing such a crime still go to Jannah through the barakat of La ilaha illallah. So to remove the doubt from his mind, the Prophet of Allah said, وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ عَلَىٰ رَغْمِ أَنْفِ أَبِي ذَرٍ وَإِن زَنَا وَإِن سَرَقَ عَلَىٰ رَغْمِ أَنْفِ أَبِي ذَرٍ. Despite your disapproval, Abi Dharr, despite your disapproval, still he will go to Jannah. So from here we can understand that whatever amal we take, it will never ever go to a waste. Of course, there is a further tafsir upon this hadith that the Prophet of Allah was indicating that a person that has iman, he will not depart this world without making tawbah. So he may commit major sins in life, but before he departs, he will make tawbah. And if the person's iman was so weak that he did not ask forgiveness, on the day of judgment, Allah may pardon him and allow him to enter Jannah without any account. And the third possibility is that the person will go through the cleansing process, but eventually he will end up in Jannah. This is the meaning of the hadith. But we can understand that La ilaha illallah, the utterance of it, the belief in it is so powerful that it will allow this person to go into Jannah eventually. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is Adil, He is just. Whatever we will do, it will be appreciated by Allah Rabbul Izzat and we will get the value for it. So a wise person, a capable person, an intelligent person is that person that respects that quality of Allah Rabbul Izzat and tries to do the best to his ability so Allah Rabbul Izzat can reward him from his unlimited treasures. As we know that nowadays it's modern time, the environment that has been created is suffocating the Muslims. The environment outside is not conducive to a modest life, to a shari'i life, to the divine laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So there is an effort that is required by all, and that is to release ourselves from this suffocation and release ourselves from this society and look at the broader picture and try to present a'mal in the courtyard of Allah Rabbul Izzat so He can reward us. Allah Rabbul Izzat is Adil, He is just. So when the environment is not conducive, in that time if a person he practices, then the reward will be multiplied. If the time is hard, the environment is not allowing us to practice, but despite that hard time and not so conducive environment, we practice the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward us and the reward will be multiplied. So there is a great opportunity for us to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat in a very, very short time. That's why the Prophet of Allah has said that those people that have not seen me, but they have accepted me to be the Prophet of Allah, give them the glad tidings seven times over. Give them the glad tidings seven times over. سَبْعَ مَرَّةً. Because the time is such that to be a Muslim by example and to maintain the identity of Islam has become very, very hard. If we compare it to the past, but if we uphold the laws of Islam, the identity of Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat will not allow that effort to go to a waste. Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward us. As we know, there are certain stages in a human being's life. Sometimes he wants to do something but he does not have the power and the strength. Sometimes he wants to do something but he does not have the resources. And sometimes he wants to do something, he has the resources and he has the physical power. So there are different stages that a human being goes through. As we know that if a person in this environment wants to break the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat and fulfill his desires through the incorrect channel, the resources are there, the means are there, and the strength is there. But if a person can pull away from that due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, due to the laws that please Allah Rabbul Izzat, the reward will be mighty and very, very handsome. As we know that when a person is young, he has the physical power, he has the strength, he is under the hammer at all times by the desire, by the Satan, and there are thoughts that are crossing his mind to do certain acts that are disapproved by Allah and the Rasul, that are known as major sins. And this person, he pulls away. And why does he pull away?